And now in Baton Rouge is Mark Ballard, who has been surveying this. He's been through a few of these. And, Mark, my guess is that you'll be at work today, tomorrow, probably the weekend. Things never stop. LSU's taking tomorrow off. Looks like tomorrow may not actually be a nice day. But what's going on in the world of Mark Ballard?
Well, it's all storm all the time right now, as you can probably imagine. So we've been going out to the command center and watching what the governor is having to say and what the various state officials are doing in preparation for the storm.
The governor will appear later today to talk more, as he did yesterday. And as you know, governors often make or break their careers during events of this kind, and this is 3 months from an election. The governor, the current one, has to stand tall and look like he's in charge, or it could be a calamity for him.
Indeed, and our governors have been doing that pretty strong. And you remember that I guess he was about 3 or 4 months into his, I guess 8 months into his term when we had the 2016 flooding. And this could be a repeat of that. He's handled some of these disasters before. This could be one of the worst ones, though.
Well, this is expected to be, at worst, a Category 1 hurricane, but that doesn't mean it won't cause immense damage. Usually at this time of the year, these things don't happen the way they do in late August and early September. The big hurricanes in recent years, I'm talking about in the last half century or so, have been in late August or early September. Betsy and Andrew and Camille and Gustav, Katrina, they all occurred last week of August, first week of September. But some people are old enough, even I'm not old enough to remember this one. I wasn't alive in 1957, but Audrey came in late June and killed more than 400 people with a surge so intense that it reached all the way to Quebec and caused lots of damage in Canada. So it's not unprecedented, and the warm weather that we've been getting, the oppressive heat, that fuels activity, doesn't it?
It does, and we still remember we're only in the first week of July or the second week of July, and so we're talking it. We still have plenty of time for all of those monster storms in the end of August. I think what we're looking at here is going to be a huge rain event, and it's a rain event that will be near the same levels as the August 2016 floods. And it'll be a time to see if, you know, what did we learn from then, and how can we make it a little bit better anyway. But I think that it's the water that's going to be the challenge this time.
Well, we hope for the best. Yesterday, New Orleans got lots of water, and that's an understatement. Flooding in the French Quarter, where it usually does not flood, but there was plenty of it yesterday in Canal Street. Was aptly named on Wednesday.
Well, and apparently it had nothing, that it was not connected to the system that we've been talking about that's going to be coming ashore tomorrow or, late tomorrow or Saturday. So it was a totally different thing.
877-217-5757 is your number. Signature support for Talk Louisiana comes from Brian Lowe Financial. You can send us an email to talk@talklouisiana.org. And calling in from Atlanta, David, who, if memory serves, grew up in the French Quarter, seen a few of these storms come our way during the years, and David was displaced during Katrina. That's why he's in Atlanta, but good morning to you, sir.
I was even displaced in Betsy. But, you know, the earth is warming. The temperatures are getting hotter and hotter every year, and when the temperatures get hot, water evaporates. The more water evaporates, the more water vapor you have in the atmosphere. And that water vapor could travel for hundreds or even thousands of miles, and when it reaches low pressure, it condenses and falls back to the planet. Now, never, according to scientific evidence, has the Earth ever warmed at the rate it's warming at this time. So when you say that the climate has always changed and you're one of these climate change deniers, you're not really living in a factual, actual world, because There's never been temperature rise at this rate, so it's not normal. And NASA has a satellite that can observe CO2 being, the radiated heat that reflects from the planet Earth. It's absorbed by CO2 in the atmosphere. So it's easy to extrapolate. The more CO2 you have, the hotter it's going to get. And we have a president who not only denies it, but he's withdrawn this country from the Paris Climate Control Agreement.
Now, thank you, David. Mark Ballard, David, and many others, he's certainly not alone, believe that as bad as it is right now, and it could really be a terrible few days and beyond for us, it could get even worse in the years to come.
Yes, and even the climate deniers are will admit that yes, it's starting to change. The issue comes about is how much of this is man-made and how much of this is evolutionary.
We're going to pause for just a moment, return with Mark Ballard, Capital Bureau Chief from The Advocate. Phones have been ringing off the wall there this morning. We're back in 90 seconds with Talk Louisiana. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. J.C. Kane is producing. His noted signature support comes from Brian Lowe Financial, and Mark Ballard, Capital Bureau Chief for The Advocate, is with us. And normally at this time of the year, we always brace for the worst, and sometimes it happens. It's usually a little later, but this is an election year, and we are 3 months and one day away from Election Day. Qualifying is next month. It looks like the field for governor is set, with Ralph Abraham and Eddie Rasponi challenging John Bel Edwards. There are three debates that have been agreed to by the candidates. And Mark Ballard has noted this event could affect politics and the governor of Louisiana. And I must say, like Bobby Jindal, both Edwards and Jindal have gotten thus far high marks for how they handle catastrophes, and in Louisiana we have more than our share.
Indeed, and I think that this will play a role into it. I'm sure, though, if you'll recall, a lot of these disasters, they get high marks at the beginning, but then in the recovery phase, when things don't go as smooth as well as they just don't go smooth, then they also get a lot of low marks for that. And so it's a kind of a double-edged sword, I think, going into a campaign season. So,
it's a serious matter, and the worst-case scenario is almost unbelievable when you read some of these reports that could involve storm surge that would be, it would make Katrina look like Katrina, and we don't want another one of those. But Mark Ballard, there are other things happening in our world. It's been a few weeks since we caught up with you. And in New Orleans, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals is front and center on the debate over whether the Affordable Care Act should live or die. And this is a story that has been largely underreported, but it is a major story not only for our state, but for the whole country.
Indeed. Let's not forget that among the Republican attorney generals who filed this suit, that it includes our very own Jeff Landry, who is among the folks who are pursuing the end of the Affordable Care Act. There's a couple of interesting things in it. One is that it had been kind of defended under the Obama, but it is not being defended under President Trump, and so they has caused physicians and Democratic attorney generals and governments from around the country to try to intervene in this case, and that's going to be the first question that the Fifth Circuit panel is going to be looking at, and that is whether or not these others can intervene in a case that is defended by or is not being defended by the federal government, against the federal government and not being defended by the federal government. So that'll be the first one. The panel is interesting in that you have a retired judge, Carolyn Deenan King, who was appointed by Carter, I believe. And then you have one of Kurt Englehart, who was appointed by Trump, and then the swing judge was appointed by George W. Bush, and whatever they decide, and they seem to cover the entire gamut of political policy, will likely be appealed to the full Fifth Circuit, and then whatever they decide will likely be appealed to the Supreme Court. So we're talking about, you know, a year or two before anything definitive happens.
Well, before we part with you, this is going to be an interesting week, and next week at this time, hopefully we don't have to survey a landscape that has been ripped apart by whatever is about to come this way. But Walker Percy, the great writer from Louisiana, he once said, "One good thing about hurricanes is that it brings people together and usually brings out the best in people. And when our survival is at stake, often we act in different ways than we do when we're engaging in trivial matters that sometimes have no major significance but take a nasty turn. This is truly an existential crisis, potentially."
Well, and that's true. I mean, if New Orleans gets flooded again, a lot of the people who who revile New Orleans as a sanctuary city, it will be down there with their boats trying to pull people out of the of apartment buildings, and that is true.
Henry at the Country Club of Louisiana. Henry, you're on Talk Louisiana.
Well, good morning, Mr. Jim. Good morning, Mr. Mark, on this pre-whatever-it-is day, if it turns into a hurricane or whatever. Hope y'all stay safe. Got a question, though. You were just talking about the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeal hearing the case on Obamacare, and we got to kind of wonder about the propriety. I'm sure technically and legally there's no conflict, but one of the judges here in that case is Mr. Kurt Engelhardt, who we all remember as being David Vitter's campaign treasurer. And, of course, we know what Trump did for Vitter, made his wife a federal judge with a lifetime appointment. Seems like there's a lot of inbreeding along there, doesn't it, to y'all?
Yeah, I think there is, but that not just in that particular case. There's a lot of inbreeding in throughout government, not just in Louisiana, but throughout the federal government as well. I'm not sure that that's going to rise to the level of where Judge Engelhardt's going to have to recuse himself, though.
And it's a bet by insiders that the Fifth Circuit will shoot down the Affordable Care Act, but then it goes to the Supreme Court, and we'll see what happens there. But
I'm betting on a 2-1 verdict, and I'm not betting on which way it's going to go.
Well, it would not be a surprise if the Fifth Circuit says no way to the Affordable Care Act, and then it goes to the Supreme Court, which John Roberts was the swing vote before when it was 5-4. And this time he's still there. The question is whether he will vote the way he did before, because the other four Democratic appointees are going to vote to keep it. So that's what it comes down to.
And, yes, that's what it comes down to. It'll be a slightly different issue than it was when he voted the first time.
Yes, indeed. Well, thank you, Mark Ballard. Please be safe, and hopefully when we talk next week, we'll have good news, at least not the calamity that it could be. Let's hope and pray for the best. Thank you.
All right. Stay dry.
You too.